Hey everybody. So today I was really guided to speak on learning to put yourself first and how to shift yourself from kind of like a waiting situation or focusing on someone else's energy and bringing that back to yourself. And that's something that, I mean, every once in a while I still struggle with, but I know I spent years putting my focus on my twin flame and love and manifesting love, and I didn't know how to shift out of that. It was something that I wanted so badly. It's something that I always would say to myself that I want to just be able to put myself first, but I got to a point where honestly, I didn't even know what made me happy anymore. If someone was to ask me what lights me up, what I wanted to do with my life, I couldn't have told you at that time. And it's little baby steps and shifts and ways to move your energy that will bring yourself back to you and connecting with your higher self and your intuition. And for me, one of the biggest catalysts was morning rituals. And I actually got out of a habit of doing my morning ritual this past month. And I think it was to show me the contrast of how much it really does help, where I was guided to share this with you guys. And a morning ritual, it doesn't have to be some super long process, but what makes it so powerful is it sets yourself up to raise your vibration higher for the rest of your day. It's choosing that timeline of who you want to be and putting yourself first. Like before you give your energy to your, say you have a kid at home, or before you give your energy to your job or your partner or whoever's in your life, it's giving your energy to yourself first by setting some intentions for your day. So for me, with my morning ritual, I'm pretty lucky right now where I get to really take my time in the morning and do things slowly, but I wish so much that I had had this when I was still working in like the real world, I guess you could say. But I always start with a gratitude list. Gratitude and appreciation is the highest level of vibration there is. So if you can just take some time to look at the things that you really are grateful for, like at one point, the things that you have in your life now are stuff that you are wanting to manifest. And so really recognizing that you created where your life is right now so you can take back your power and from that standpoint, but also see that you really do have so much going for you in this moment, and you can expand that into so much more. By the next process is, I don't know where I learned this from or where I got this, but I started doing this a while ago. It's the I am a woman who statement. So what this does is it helps you choose who you are trying to become. One thing that I'm really working on right now is just loving myself unconditionally and my body. I don't know if you've listened to my human design, but I talked a little bit about how I've struggled with eating disorders pretty much my whole life. And I've really tackled my relationship with food. And now it's me tackling my relationship with my own body and accepting myself. So every morning, it's like affirmations that I'm working with of, I'm a woman who loves herself unconditionally. I'm a woman who trusts my body to guide me in the direction of what is for my highest good at this time and what's going to get me to my goals in my life. And that's how you choose a new timeline for yourself. It isn't this complicated process. It's you deciding that I no longer am going to show up in my life in the way I did before, and choosing an affirmation statement to bring you to where you want to be and expand yourself where you are now. But it's the intention setting piece that I am a woman who, so I'm a woman who accepts miracles in my life. I'm a woman who receives all the abundance that the divine has to offer me. And taking those 5 minutes to write this down, you can feel energetically that you're just in a different space, and it just sets you up for success for the rest of the day to like check in with yourself. So say you're in a space right now where you just feel like you're waiting for all the goodness that you want in your life. And I know how frustrating and hard that is. It's like you feel blocked or stuck or stagnant and you want to move forward, but you don't know how. And this is how you shift that. You start showing up in your life by giving yourself more to yourself. I know it sounds like kind of like the same statement over and over, but it's finding ways for you to put your focus on yourself first. And a morning ritual is such a powerful way and easy way to do that. So it's like, this also gets you in tune with your higher self. You know, when you're choosing that timeline to show up as your higher self, that person you want to be, it helps you to download because you're on that vibration, but it helps you like channel and download more aligned action steps with where you want to go. So if you're so focused on the stuck, the stagnant, the what's not here, the I want that love in my life, I want that person in my life, that's that lack mindset. And I know it's so hard to get yourself out of that space, but at the same time, it's not. It's just because you're saying it's hard. So that's another great statement to make for yourself is, it's easy for me to put myself first because I love myself and this is what I want to do for me. This is the love. I'm going to put that love in, that I'm wanting from someone else back into myself. And the more you make that change and the more you show up, the easier it is for you to recognize your intuition of where you are being guided, because we really are being guided and supported at all times. And it took me a really long time to really recognize and to fall into that faith and trust and that surrender that everyone always tells us to do. But just try it. You know, like I said, my morning ritual right now is pretty long process, but it's making it fun, you know, finding what works for you. For me, I start, like I said, with my gratitude list. I do the I am a woman who affirmations, and then I do a quick like breathing exercise meditation, where your meditations don't need to be this really long drawn out thing either. They could be just 5-minute little guided meditations, and you can even create them. Say if there's certain affirmations you're working on with yourself right now, record yourself saying those and just maybe have them playing in the background while you are journaling, like your gratitude list, or while you're making your breakfast or putting on your makeup in the morning. Just having those affirmations playing, where it's like you're absorbing that energy and pouring that love back into yourself to be shown those next steps, to be that new timeline that you are wanting to go forward with. But it's, once again, bringing the focus back to yourself, choosing to be someone that you take care of, being someone that you put first before everyone else. And it's so easy to say like, okay, I don't have time for my morning meditation this morning or my morning ritual this morning, so I'll do my gratitude list later. And it's like, that's another way that you're showing up for yourself in your life. And I know when I first started doing this too, I had so much resistance to it. And what that is like, we're resisting our happiness. It's like, we're resisting that next level self that we have right in front of us. And it's like, because we crave chaos, and that's the only way we know. That's our old way of being, and it's a coping mechanism. We create these to survive. And by you creating a ritual to shift your energy, that's releasing a coping mechanism. And it's sometimes hard to recognize that in the moment, but you might feel this. You might feel resistance to doing a morning ritual. You're like, oh, I don't have time for that. Oh, I like to sleep, but it's literally 5 minutes. You can set your alarm clock back 5 minutes. Or literally do this while you're eating your breakfast and put intention and affirmations into your food. And it's another way to pour love into what you're giving yourself. And doing intentions throughout your day, like doing energy checkups. And I used to be a dental hygienist where my patients would be very, they would weigh on me. Like I would absorb all of their energy throughout the day. And anytime I'd go to wash my hands, I would set the intention that I'm clearing the energy from all my patients from before and bringing me back to myself, and just finding other ways throughout your day to put yourself first and pour more love into you. Because if you're not doing that, it makes it so hard to be shown those next steps. So try to write out a quick like ritual for yourself. Like, what would make you feel good in the morning? Like, this is just the first step of something small that can truly shift your whole mindset, your whole vibration, puts you in a space of gratitude, and you can just maintain that space of peace for the rest of your day. I'm extremely passionate about morning rituals. Everybody I meet, if they're telling me they're stuck or stagnant, or my clients, that's one of the first pieces of advice I give them, is finding time in your day that is non-negotiable, that is just for you, that helps you connect with yourself, connect with who you want to be and where you want to go, and help you understand where that is that you want to go. Help you recognize where you're feeling lack in your life so you can choose the opposite. Choose that next timeline of where you want to go. So say you don't like your career. Say you feel like you don't have enough financial stability in your life. Choose that you are no longer showing up and accepting that energy and saying, I am open to receiving all the abundance this universe has for me. I am manifesting and I am open to receiving a career that's fulfilling for me, and asking, how can I do that? Asking for that support energetically, and you will be shown and you'll be guided. And you just have to trust in this process and show up for yourself more and get yourself in that energy and vibration of what you're trying to attract. And that's how you bring it in. And that's why a morning ritual is so powerful and potent for creating that for yourself. So if you don't have one already, like I said, go make one. Try it tomorrow. Set that intention tonight before you go to bed that you are going to start your day off right. Put yourself in that energy of the person you are choosing to be and who you want to be, and that is your higher self. And keep making decisions based on that, and you will get yourself out of any stuck or stagnant place that you're in. But I hope this makes sense, and I hope this helps, and I hope you have the best day.